Like many U.S. cities, Indianapolis suffers from the lasting impacts of segregation and racist housing policies. One way this plays out today is greater police presence in Black communities. WFYI's Farah Yousri reports on repeated police calls near a community center in Indianapolis.
The Martin Luther King Center on West 40th Street offers a range of much-needed services for kids around here, from enrichment programs to stable internet and computer access for schoolwork. But the building is closed for renovations at the moment, so the staff set up a temporary trailer in the center's parking lot for the kids to use.
So these are the VR headsets, so a lot of the kids are in the parking lot with these on. So, you know, they're not seeing anything other than the video game.
Douglas Morris, a program director at the MLK Center, shows me around the temporary setup. He says it's been working great, but on a Friday afternoon, some teens were playing basketball and others were using those VR headsets outside near the trailer. Then something unexpected happened.
I saw a police car sort of dart across the parking lot, and before I could get to the cop car, there were already two of them out of the car walking toward the kids. So I said, "Can I help you, gentlemen?" And so then they turned from the kids and started walking toward me and said they got a call that the construction site was being burglarized.
A spokesperson with the Indianapolis Police Department said the call was, quote, from a citizen concerned about kids playing near the construction site. But there was not any construction equipment there to begin with. Morris says there were several police cars at that point, and the kids' knee-jerk reaction was to rush inside the trailer.
Even though that's the whole point of this space, is for it to be a space for them to be themselves and do whatever they want to do. And now they're being confronted like they did something wrong.
Allison Luthi is the executive director of the MLK Center. She says for many teens around here, these situations can be stressful and the natural reaction is to protect yourself. And for good reason. Such interactions can quickly turn into life or death situations for young Black men.
Fortunately, they ran into the trailer. You know, if they had run down the street, what would have happened?
After Morris talked to the cops, they left and no one was hurt. But for Luthi, the situation was unwarranted. But then again, it's not surprising. She says cops getting called on Black teens in the area for doing, you know, teenage stuff is nothing new.
This is an example also, like sometimes people call the police after dusk when kids are in the park after the time they're supposed to be.
The MLK Center and Tarkenton Park across the street are located at the intersection of stark racial and economic disparities. Million-dollar homes on one side of the street, low-income housing on the other. Luthi says the area has seen its fair share of racial tension.
We're right next to a condominium tower, and half the building probably has my cell phone number. The front desk has every staff person's picture and phone number. So that we've done a lot of things to educate the community that that's what we want to do, is be the buffer to do education on both parts.
But she says it's clear there's more work to do. Local and national trends show increased policing of Black and brown communities. It's a concern because, for example, police in Indianapolis are two times more likely to use force on young Black men in low-income neighborhoods. After the incident, Luthi posted on the MLK Center's Facebook page, imploring neighbors to not call the cops on Black teens playing basketball or hanging out near the trailer.
So when you see, you know, young Black men playing basketball at the community center parking lot, then you should see them playing basketball and having fun. And we just know that not everybody sees them that way.
She says unconscious biases and racism are very much at play, and young Black people are the ones who often pick up the tab. I'm Farah Yousri, WFYI.